Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There was a commercial a few years ago for the U.S. Navy with this tagline. If somebody wrote a book about your life, would anybody want to read it? The idea was that our lives were either so boring or so mundane and routine that probably people would not want to read most of our lives. No, you need to go and join the Navy and have adventures. You need to be in wars or tensions and battles in order for people to take notice of your life. There have been books, there have been films about these kind of things, and sure, they're probably good reads and good movies, but are they good in God's eyes? Just because a book or a movie was written or produced about a person's life does not mean it was good in God's eyes. Just take a look at the scriptures. There are 66 books of dozens of generations of people's lives recorded for us. People who lived from the creation to the turn of the century. Yet not many of the people mentioned in the scriptures get more than just a few lines, if not just their name. And of the ones that get more than just a line or so, how many of them are viewed in a good light, in a faithful light? God would have us all to be willing people. But in our Old Testament text, God has Isaiah write on purpose about the unwillingness of the Israelites. He told Isaiah, go, write before them on a tablet and inscribe it in a book, that it may be for the time to come as a witness forever. For they are a rebellious people, lying children, children unwilling to hear the instruction of the Lord. As you may recall, at this point in the Israelite history, it was the divided kingdom with the north and the south prior to the Babylonian captivity. God had told them, don't trust in the horses and the might of Egypt. Trust in my word. But as we find just before our text, he says, ah, stubborn children, declares the Lord, who carry out a plan but not mine, and who make an alliance but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, who set out to go down to Egypt without asking for my direction, to take refuge in the protection of Pharaoh, and to seek shelter in the shadow of Egypt. For this reason, God calls them a rebellious people, children unwilling to hear the instruction of the Lord. A little later on, God continues, therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and rely on them, therefore this iniquity shall be to you. God permitted the Babylonians to take them captive. The temple was destroyed where they worshipped. The city in which they were to worship, Jerusalem, was destroyed to where not even a brick was upon a brick. But the one thing that did survive was God's word. It was preserved for those coming generations who would hear it willingly, those who were led by His Holy Spirit. So instead of asking if someone wrote a book about your life, if anyone would want to read it, let me remind you that God wants to have it written of you that, yes, you were willing. That's why He sent His Son Jesus into the world. Isaiah and some of the other prophets recorded not only Israel's sinfulness, but of a Messiah to come, a Savior to come, about God's graciousness and mercy and His grace, which would come in the deliverance brought by a single person, the Messiah, whom we know as Jesus Christ, our Lord. Just a week ago, we celebrated Jesus' 2015th birthday, remembering that where His people and even we were unwilling, He was willing. He was not only willing to come here and to be one of us and to do His Father's will, He did it. He came to the earth as the babe in the manger, the child presented in the temple, in whose identity we now find ourselves through His Spirit. Jesus has gone to the cross of Calvary to pay for your sins against God, to pay for your unwillingness to hear His word and to live according to it. Jesus went to the cross and He died for those sins, and on the third day He rose again. For 40 days He presented Himself to the apostles and to the believers, showing that He had indeed risen from the dead. And then He ascended into heaven. At Pentecost, He sent His Holy Spirit to us, that we might believe. And at your baptism, He has given you that same Holy Spirit, so that you might believe. In the year to come, may God continue to work in you, that you might also will to do His will. And not just will to do it, but do it. For any of you who have not received the Spirit, may God give it to you in plenty. May God give Him to you in plenty. And if any of you have not yet been baptized, catch me after the service. We will set up a time to do that. All these things have been done in and through our Lord Jesus Christ, who was willing to come for you, who did come for you, and His coming again for you. For His sake, it will be written of you, you were willing, when Christ returns and the books are read about your life. In Jesus' name, amen.